and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week we let the good times roll with Duffy's Tavern and manager Archie. One thing about Archie, the master of malaprops, he's always looking for a way to promote himself. In the first episode this week, Archie manages to lure the top gossip columnist, Luella Parsons, to Duffy's Tavern. Fans of the show looked forward to the way Archie butchered the English language and made self-aggrandizing claims. His guests always seemed to get the better of him after all. In the next episode, George Jessel and Rudy Valley show up at Duffy's. Archie's sidekick, played by Eddie Green, tries to help out, and Miss Duffy tries to get an introduction to Hollywood. This is Duffy's Tavern with guest star Luella Parsons, first broadcast November 6, 1946 on NBC.
It's Wednesday night, so we take you now to Duffy's Tavern with our guest tonight, Luella Parsons, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner. Duffy's Tavern is brought to you by Bristol-Myers, makers of Ipana and Truchet, the beforehand lotion. Two products that will pay you to remember. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Truchet for softer, lovelier hands. Ipana, Truchet.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meat eat. Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Hey, guess who's coming down tonight? Luella Parsons, the newspaper dame. What corner is her newsstand on? Duffy, she ain't got no newsstand. She's a gossip mongress. Luella Parsons, yeah, she's in charge of all motion picture fraternizing. Is she important? Duffy, in Hollywood, when a guy sees his name in the obituary column, he won't even dare order a casket until Luella makes the news official. You know that old Chinese proverb, one picture is as good as 1,000 words? Well, with Luella, it's just the opposite. Any actor will tell you that with Luella, 1 word is good for 1,000 pictures. Yeah. Oh, sure, she can make or break a guy. You remember Anatole Lecce? You remember him, Duffy. Yeah, he used to drive around in a horse and wagon, peddling bananas, and then he went to Hollywood and became a producer. Well, one day, Luella says to him, lovely weather, isn't it, Anatole? And he said, no. Would you believe it, Duffy? He was in here this morning selling bananas. On foot. Let's see now. I'll call you back. I'm busy, Duffy. It has been rumored...
What you doing, Mr. Archer?
I'm writing some rumors about myself for Luella. It has been rumored that since Archie has wrote his new song...
So far, it's a pretty ugly rumor.
Quiet. Since Archie has wrote his new song, Hedy Lamarr can't wait for him to get back to Hollywood. That'll be a scoop for Luella.
Did a shovel go with it?
Well, who cares? People all over the country will read that item. You know, Luella's column hits lots of papers, Eddie.
Yeah, she's syndicated, ain't she?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Every time I've seen her, she's acted like a perfect lady. And believe me, when she starts writing about this song...
Yeah, she ain't gonna write nothing about you.
Oh, no? I'm willing to bet $10 she does.
You ain't got $10.
That shows you how sure I am of winning. You see, it'll be a romantic story, Eddie. A genius writing a hit song in a cobwebby beer parlor. It'll be like O. Henry. In fact, after this song comes out, they may name bars after me, too.
If they don't... Yeah, if they don't close them behind you first.
Oh, yeah? Plenty of geniuses have started in even ignobler surroundings than this. May I refresh your memory with the names of Jack London and Mark Twain and Ethan Allen Poe?
I ain't never seen them in here.
Well, they're dead.
I bet they got a better reason than that.
Look, Eddie, does there have to be a reason for everything?
Why?
Hello, Finnegan. How be the same?
Good night.
Thank you.
Hey, look, I hear we got a dame from Hollywood coming down here.
Yeah.
Boy, you gotta hand it to them Hollywood dames, George.
What do you mean?
Well, you might as well hand it to them. They'll get it anyway.
Hey, that's very funny, Finnegan.
Hey, I overheard Milton Berle's mother tell it in the delicatessen the other day.
Very good.
Yeah. Hey, look, Arch, who is this then?
Well, it ain't a dame in a construed sense of the word, Finnegan. It happens to be a certain famous columnist named Parsons.
Oh, Drew Parsons?
No, Luella Parsons.
Oh, yes, I think I've had her read to me.
That's so. Well, I'm hoping that she'll put my name in her column.
She ain't gonna put your name in her column.
Why not?
She don't put nothing in about poor people. It's always the rich. Never a word about people being patable. It's always incompatible.
Finnegan, I'm afraid you got the brains of an ant.
Well, what's wrong with that? Ants build houses.
So what?
Well, you don't see people building them, do you? If you really wanted publicity, why didn't you hire me?
Why?
I'm an old-time publicity man myself.
Where did you ever do publicity?
Macy's. They had me in the window for 2 weeks.
What was you publicizing?
A new electric mousetrap they had.
An electric mousetrap?
Yeah, terrific, Arch. Grills your cheese and electrocutes your mouse at the same time. Believe me, it was great publicity.
It was, huh?
Yeah. Boy, what crowds that mouse used to attract.
Yeah, but yeah. Finnegan, wasn't you embarrassed with all of them people staring at you in the window? What did you do when you wanted to take a bath?
The problem never came up, Bud. As I say, I was only there for 2 weeks.
Well, it must have been a nice job. You meet a lot of charming mice that way.
Oh, yeah, some nice dames.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was two in the next wind, in fact, wearing mink coats. I invited them over to my window for a little dance one day, but they never showed up.
Finnegan, they were dummies.
You said it, Arch. I'm a good dancer.
Finnegan, you live in an ivory tower, you know it? Solid ivory.
Hey, Arch.
Oh, yes, Miss Duffy.
Do you think Luella Parsons could get my new boyfriend into the movies?
Your new boyfriend? Who is he?
Carlos Gomez.
Who?
Carlos Gomez. You know him, Mrs. Rappaport's little boy, Sam.
Oh, him. Yeah. What's he doing these days?
He's giving rumba lessons.
Sam?
Yeah, Carlos. That's how I ran into him. I went up to the dance studio to learn the rumba. And who do you think's in charge of the class?
Carlos.
Yeah, Sam. Boy, what a rumba dancer he is. And on account of him being in love with me, he's only charging me 25 cents a lesson.
He's in love with you and he takes your money, Miss Duffy? You mean to tell me you've fallen for a piccolo?
Well, Archie, that's the thing that's so sweet about him. It's not for himself that he takes the money. It's for his wife and 6 kids.
6 kids? All named Gomez?
No, Rappaport.
Well, look, Miss Duffy, I'm too busy to listen to this nonsense. I gotta get Luella some more rumors about myself for the column. Now, let's see. What tall, handsome songwriter will probably make a fortune out of what song entitled Archie's Little Love Song? A fortune out of it. Could be. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah?
Whose picture is on the $1 million bill again?
Say, friends, if you want the real facts, the truth about the care of your teeth, get it from only one person, your dentist. And when you ask him the secret of sound, healthy teeth, your dentist may tell you that one of the most important secrets is firm and healthy gums. Chances are, too, that he'll recommend Ipana toothpaste and gum massage. For Ipana, when used with gentle massage, helps give our gums the stimulation they need to help keep them firm and healthy. Yes, ask your dentist.
A national survey shows that 7 out of 10 dentists recommend gum massage. Not only that, but dentists themselves prefer Ipana toothpaste 2 to 1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use.
So for the health of your gums, for sound, bright teeth, a more sparkling smile, why don't you do as so many dentists recommend?
Brush your teeth with Ipana, and every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your fingertip and gently massage it on your gums.
Try it and see the difference it will make to your smile. Get Ipana toothpaste. Ipana. Ipana.
What you got there, Mr. Archie?
I got me old scrapbook here, Eddie. I want Luella to know about some of me romances, and I'm digging out some souvenirs and momentums, you know? Here's a cute one here. A Valentine I got from Joan Crawford.
Let's see. Her name ain't on it.
No.
How you know it was from Joan Crawford?
Well, who else could it have been? I was nuts about her at the time. Boy, what memories. Here's another cute little thing, too, Eddie. A shamrock from Molly Pecan. And a mezuzah from Maureen O'Hara. Or was it the other way around?
Hey.
Huh?
What's that picture there?
That? Oh, that's really one of me treasured bolts from the blue past, Eddie. A picture of Betty Hutton when we was that way about each other.
What way?
Well, just read how she inscribed it.
Good luck, Betty Hutton.
Yep, she was sure nuts about me.
What's all this got to do with Luella Parson?
Well, she'll know that the words to Archie's little love song wasn't wrote by no novice, Eddie. That they was wrote by a man who has lived, and loved, and suffered.
Well, she don't have to see no mezuzah to figure that out. Who gonna sing this song to Miss Parson tonight?
Well, we'll get Mary Mead to sing it. Hey, Mary.
Yes, Archie.
Mary, what song was you planning to sing here tonight?
A song by my favorite composer.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy McHugh.
What's the name of the song?
Exactly Like You.
McHugh, Like You? Well, at least the guy can rhyme. Go ahead and sing it, Mary.
I know why I've waited, know why I've been blue. Prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. Now I know why Mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. Now I know why my mother, she taught me to be true. She meant me for someone like you. Exactly, exactly like you.
Well, that was great, Mary. Terrific. You know, you couldn't have sung it any better if I'd wrote it myself. Hey, wait a minute. Who's that peeping over the transom there, Eddie?
Where?
There. Oh, it's Luella Parsons. Well, Luella, I'm glad to see you. What brings you to the tavern?
I lost an election bet.
Lost? Hey, that's good. Ah, that old Hollywood humor.
What do you mean?
That repartee. You know, I I love it. Like the time Monty Willie says to me, he says, Archie, if they ever put a price on your head, take it. So quick as a flash, I come back and I say, drop dead, Whiskers. By the way, you can quote me on that if you want.
Well, my column is pretty crowded at the moment.
The column is crowded? Well, no hurry. You know, you'll probably have more room after this Artie Shore thing blows over. But speaking of Hollywood, Luella, how's the rest of me good friends out there? How's LB?
LB?
Yeah, Zanuck.
Oh, he's pretty good.
Oh, that's good. And how's Goldwyn?
Sam?
No, Carlos. Is he making any dough?
Well, Arch, everybody's making money in Hollywood these days.
Yeah, here in Hollywood, even the trees got their palms stuck out. Quote me on that one, too. Boy, I'm gold mine here tonight, huh? Tell me something, Luella. Look, this is strictly on the IQ. Does Ingrid miss me?
Miss you? Well, I don't know. You see, I've never heard her mention you.
The silent suffering type. We was very close at one time, you know.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, sure. She used to drive me around the car all the time, up and down that street where all the nightclubs are.
You mean Sunset Strip?
Well, I didn't like to say it in front of a lady.
Archie, you know I once wrote a book about you, but I didn't know it at the time.
What was it called?
The Gay Illiterate.
That's what I like about you, Luella. Your insults are so subtle.
Say, Archie,
huh?
How about introducing me to Miss Parsons?
Oh, yes. Luella, this is Miss Duffy.
How do you do?
Likewise, I'm sure. Say, Miss Parsons, can you get my boyfriend into the movies? He's very handsome.
Well, Miss Duffy, a handsome man is no novelty in Hollywood.
Yeah?
Unfortunately, the town is full of good-looking young men.
Yeah?
In fact, I think I can safely say there are more handsome men in Hollywood than anywhere else in the world.
Well, in that case, forget my boyfriend. How about getting me a job out there?
Miss Duffy, please, get back to the cutting room, will you? Now, look, Luella, what was it you was saying about my new song?
Archie, have you written a song?
You dragged it out of me, didn't you? I wanted to keep it a secret, and here you'll probably print it in that wonderful newspaper column of yours, which is read all over the world, and you'll probably broadcast it on your marvelous radio program, which is heard from coast to coast by millions of people. Why do I always leave the cat out of the bag like that?
Well, Archie, as long as you feel that way, I won't say a word about it.
You won't?
I promise.
Do you think that's fair to Mr. Hurst? you ought to give it just a small headline.
No, Archie, a promise is a promise. Well, I have a special broadcast to do tonight, so I'll have to say goodbye.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute, Luella, watch out. You're going to trip over Moriarty there. Holy cat, are you hurt, Luella?
Oh, my ankle.
Your ankle? What did you do? Did you twist it?
Oh, how will I get to the broadcasting studio?
Forget the broadcasting studio. I'll have an engineer sent down here and you can do your broadcast right here from the tavern.
But I haven't got a script.
You ain't got a script? I'll write you one.
You mean you're going to add insult to injury?
No, sir, Luella. I'll add insult to insult and then nobody will know whether I wrote it or you wrote it.
Oh, Mr. Wallington. Mr. Wallington.
Yes? Oh, yes. What can I do for you?
Oh, nothing. You've already done it. You've saved my life.
I did? I did?
Well, not really, but you saved me from something I've dreaded every time cold weather came.
What's that?
Well, the minute there's a nip in the air, my hands get chapped. And what with housework and dishes, my hands usually become raw. Only this winter, it looks as if they're not going to be, thanks to you and Truchet.
Oh. Well, how'd you like using Truchet?
Oh, it's a wonderful hand lotion, so creamy and fragrant. All I did was put Truchet on before I did my work, particularly before I did the dishes. And when the last dish was finished, my hands felt as soft and smooth as if I hadn't had my hands in hot, soapy water at all. It's amazing how it works.
Yes, it is. You see, Truchet is an entirely new idea in hand lotions. It's the beforehand lotion. And by putting it on beforehand, that's before you get to work, before you do dishes or light laundry, Truchet will guard your hands. Why, Truchet will guard your hands even while they're in that hot, soapy water.
I know. But another wonderful thing about Truchet is that I can use it afterwards, too. It's great for rough elbows and chapped legs. I even use it as a powder base.
Well, that's why you can't beat Truchet. Truchet gives you everything other hand lotions give you. Plus, beforehand protection. Something none of those ordinary hand lotions offer. So, friends, why not take the tip? Why not begin today to use Truchet? T-R-U-S-H-A-Y.
Oh, Luella?
Yes?
Are you all set to broadcast?
Archie, is this the script you wrote? I can't read it.
Well, suppose you stumble over a few big words. It'll sound like an ab lib. But it's too late to argue, Luella. You're due on the air. Look, 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Maddie, frame prayer.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North America and all the ships at sea. Archie, this is the way our Walter Winchell opens his program.
I know. That way we get your listeners and his, too. Go ahead, Luella. Read it.
This is Luella Parsons broadcasting to you from Duffy's Tavern. Exclusive number one. This reporter can't mention no names. But what Third Avenue chicken plucker and what well-known lady bookie have been carrying on a Candlestein romance? Exclusive number two, Gus Rockamoro, sign of the well-known Rockamoro family of Lower Third Avenue, recently presented his parents with a brand new front tire for their car. 2 days later, the tire was claimed by the owner. Gus asks his buddies to write.
That a girl, Luella, it's killing them.
And me too.
I told you, what? Go ahead.
Exclusive number three, Bessie Flugenheimer, who was voted Miss Flushing Meadows of 1946, has broken off with her latest heartthrob, Picard Hoffman, the famous magician. In an exclusive interview with the Hobo News, Bessie said that after the affair floundered on the rocks, when Hoffman's hand started getting quicker than her eye.
Luella?
Yes, Marvin?
Did you attend any interesting parties this week?
Oh, yes, Marvin. Oh, and the very gayest party of the week was held at Duffy's Tavern. It was a coming-out party for Machine Gun Van Smythe. Among the notables that attended was Second Story Jackson and the Missus, Crackpot O'Toole, Credface Clifford, Dave May Fagan, Willie the Slob, One-Eyed Goldfarb, and his daughter Cyclops. And a host of others. Many old friendships were cemented. And the next day, the police started dragging the East River. Oh, for heaven's sakes, Archie, I just can't go on with this.
Well, Willie, you got to. You ain't done your guest of the week yet.
All right. I'm happy to present as my guest of the week that popular composer of Archie's little love song, 6'2" and Eyes of Blue, Archie. Archie, won't you tell me a little bit about your life?
Well, Luella, I was born to poverty-stricken but humble parents. whom, without who, I might never have been.
That's very interesting.
Yes, thank you. I guess from the start that music was to be me very reason for existing.
So that's what it was.
Yes. Yes, even as a child, music always excited me. I remember me father always used to say, Ma, let's have music to soothe this savage beast. Yeah, I heard music and everything, Luella. The crash, crash, crash of the ash can. The rat-tat-tat of the nightstick. The tom-tom-tom of the tomcat. Yep. I listened to them night and day, even when I'd sneak a ride... when I'd sneak a ride on a trolley car, I'd always climb on the end nearest the bell. So, me parents, seeing how me mind worked, decided to send me to an observatory. Yes, it was there that I studied the glockenspiel under Zimbalist. You know, you are familiar with Zimbalist?
Sam?
No, Carlos. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, I finally wrote Archie's little love song.
How did that happen?
Well, Luella, that's a long story. You see, I,
Okay, then forget about it.
Not at all. I'll be glad to play it. Here, read this announcement.
You's lucky people will now hear Archie's little love song, played by Archie and sang by that famous radio duet, Clifton Finnegan and Miss Duffy, better known as Jerk and Jail.
Thank you. Thank you.
If it's Sunday night and you're out with your fella and you try dynamite but you can't make a mella, just sing this tune and by Monday noon he'll be turned right in to jella.
God, she's all right.
That's the way to build and curl. Archie's little love song.
A funny little word meaning I love you.
Poets and peasants.
Good cop and say so. It's dropped by Cupid. And God, don't think Archie's little love song.
And leave it to your heart apart.
Don't mean your liver.
Leave it to your heart. Hello? Huh? Oh. Sorry.
Who was that?
The broadcasting company. They said when you hit that high note, it blew out every fuse in the network. I'm sorry, Luella, but look, confidentially, now that we're off the air, you'll print it in a column, won't you? What do you think about me song?
Well, all I can say, Archie, is it cured my ankle.
That's good.
Now I have just a little ringing in my head.
If you're suffering from a chest cold right now, listen. Get a really modern chest rub that gives relief to your discomfort fast. Get Minute Rub. And rub Minute Rub on the throat, chest, and back. In a minute, Minute Rub's soothing menthol vapors begin to clear that stuffed up feeling in the nose and throat. In a minute, Minute Rub starts to bring a feeling of warmth and relief to those tight, sore, aching muscles. And listen, here at last is a chest rub that's greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream, and it can't stain clothes and bed linens. So get a tube of Minute Rub and get relief from annoying cold misery the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way. Time now to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again at the same time next Wednesday when our guest will be the Metropolitan Opera star, Madame Lottie Lehman. Luella Parsons appeared through the courtesy of the manufacturers of Woodbury Soap.
Until next Wednesday, then, this is Jimmy Wallington reminding you that for a more sparkling smile, remember Ipana. And for softer, lovelier hands, remember Truche, the beforehand lotion. Ipana, Truche. Stay tuned in for Mr. District Attorney, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. Next, we have a really funny episode with George Jessel and Rudy Valley. Archie decides to throw himself a testimonial dinner and wants George Jessel to toast him. He is interested in a French girl, and he doesn't want to toot his own horn, so he tries to get the best host for celebrity roasts in the world, George Jessel. Jessel made his name as an actor in vaudeville and movies, both silent and talkies, but by this time he was a film producer. Rudy Valley needs no introduction to fans of old radio, and you will hear him refer to his own show in this episode. Enjoy Duffy's Tavern, George Jessel and Rudy Valley, first broadcast November 5th, 1947 on NBC.
It's Wednesday night, so we take you now to Duffy's Tavern with our guests tonight, George Jessel and Rudy Valley, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner. Duffy's Tavern is brought to you by Bristol Myers, makers of Ipana toothpaste, and Truche, the beforehand lotion. Two products it will pay you to remember. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Truche for softer, lovelier hands. Ipana, Truche.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me, Deed? Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Yep, tonight's the big testimonial dinner. And guess who's coming down? Georgie Jessel. Yep, the famous spokesmaster and racketeur. Well, there'll be other people besides Jessel. There'll be Crackpot O'Toole, the forger, Nitro McNulty, Machine Gun Van Smythe, Second Story Jackson, Rudy Valley. Rudy Valley, Duffy. Remember? Vaguely, huh? Oh, sure. He was a big radio star in the old silent days. Yeah, before they talked on the radio. Duffy. Oh, sure. You remember. Remember the time you bought that crystal set and you thought there was something wrong with it? Yeah, that's the guy. Well, Valley and Jessel is coming down to MC, the biggest testimonial dinner that Third Avenue has ever had. Who's it for? Me. Yeah, it's a surprise. Where's the surprise? I'm surprised I never thought of it before. I'll call you back. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, Mr.
Eddie, did you chill the champagne yet?
Chill it? I ain't even finished making it yet.
You should have started making it yesterday, like I told you. Champagne should always be aged before it is served. Did you put out the finger bowls?
Yes.
With lemon?
Yes.
And individual straws?
I knew I forgot something.
Well, be more careful in the future.
Say, Archie.
Just a minute, Miss Duffy. Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie, see that the guests intermingle with each other. You know, start them circulating.
Certainly. Most of them is revolving already.
Now, what did you want, Miss Duffy?
I was just reading the guest list. I see Rudy Valley's coming.
That's right. The pride of Yale University.
Good old Eli.
Yeah.
Archie, do you think I'm too young for Rudy?
Miss Duffy. I don't think you're too young for old Eli. And furthermore, I don't want you to... Wait a minute. Eddie.
Yeah?
Eddie, I am desisted by the way you've set this table. Look at them napkins.
What's the matter with them?
How many times do I have to tell you that napkins should always be folded with the clean side out?
How many times can we fold them with the clean side out? How come you so particular about this dinner, anyhow?
Why? Because me whole future depends on this dinner, Eddie. You remember that beautiful French girl that I fell madly in love with last week? What was her name again? Renee?
Yeah.
Well, I just can't come out and tell her myself that I got looks and charm and brains, so I thought at this dinner I'd get guys like Valley and Jessel to praise me.
What are you going to do?
I thought I'd just sit there and blush.
You worried about the competition with Mr. Jessel and Mr. Valley?
Worried. Couple of schmoes like them. Eddie, it'll be like Rennie and me being left alone in a desert island.
Go ahead.
Well, I leave it to you. If Rennie and me was left alone on a desert island and she had to make a choice, what do you think that choice would be?
Can she swim? Tell me, how come you got Mr. Jeffrey and Mr. Valley both coming down here tonight?
Well, I thought I'd have two MCs for this testimonial dinner. You know the old adagio, Eddie. Two heads is better than one.
What?
Hello, Finnegan. Are you enjoying it? Hey, what's that adhesive tape doing on the top of your head?
Did he? Oh, I got a boil.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it. Maybe now your head will come to a head.
I don't see the point.
Just roll your eyes upwards.
Hey, you're right, Art. Hey, boy, this is some party. Them appetizers as well.
Well, thank you.
There's only one thing. What are them little things on the end of the toothpicks?
Olives.
Well, they sure get in your way when you want to pick your teeth.
Do you suffer from dry scalp?
A little.
Then go soak your head. Stop bothering me, will you, please?
Well, hello, Archie.
Well, Georgie Jessel, glad to see you. Well, George, how does the tavern look to you after all of these years?
What are you doing, fishing for insults?
Very clever crack, considering it comes from a movie producer. By the way, how's things in Hollywood?
Pretty good.
You like it out there?
Oh, gosh, I like it a lot. I think it agrees with me.
Naturally. In Hollywood, everything agrees with the producer. Tell me, how's it going with Zanuck?
Oh, just fine. He's a wonderful man, Mr. Zanuck. Whatever success I've attained in Hollywood, I owe to him.
Yeah, huh?
I can thank him for everything that I have.
Yeah, huh? Hey, that's a nice pair of cufflinks you're wearing.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Zanuck gave them to me.
And them pearl studs.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Zanuck gave me those, too.
Mm-hmm. I think we ought to drink a toast to Mr. Zanuck, George.
I can't drink, Archie. Ulcers.
Zanuck, huh? Well, we had the same problem around here, except we call it Duffy.
Well, tell me, Arch, what's cooking here tonight?
And whatever it is, don't eat it.
Georgie, I'm giving a big testimonial dinner tonight, and that's why I asked you down. I figured after we eat, we could use a few antidotes.
On this, I would bet. Tell me, what particular subject would you like to have me talk about?
Me.
This should happen to Eddie Kent. Am I the only speaker here tonight, Archie?
No, I also invited Rudy Valley.
Rudy Valley.
You remember the guy with the megaphone?
Oh, yes, the prehistoric Perry Como. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's the guy.
No, I was only kidding, Archie. I've known Rudy ever since he was just a kid, just getting started in show business. I was back in the days of the Roaring Forties.
The Roaring what?
The Roaring Twenties.
Oh. One change? Was Rudy singing in them days?
What do you think they were roaring about?
Archie, I remember. Wait a minute. Well, 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 look who's here. Clifton Finnegan. Glad to see you again, Finnegan.
There seems to be some mistake.
George, better apologize. This dame thinks she's a Goldwyn girl.
She looks more like Goldwyn.
Archie, I think I've been insulted.
At your age, it's flattery. However, I shall come to your defense, sir. Colonel Jessel, sir.
Yes, sir?
Sir, we all here in a tavern admit that Miss Duffy is powerful hideous. But we don't like strangers pointing it out.
Thank you, Archie.
Your servant, ma'am. Now, what was we talking about, George?
We were talking about Rudy Valley.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's change the subject. You made any new pictures lately?
Yes, I've just finished making a picture that I'm very proud of and one that I'm sure will be a tremendous hit.
Yeah, huh? What's the name of it, George?
It's called Nightmare Alley.
Nightmare Alley, huh?
Say, Archie.
They've already stolen the plot.
Yeah, who is this guy?
Finnegan, this is Georgie Jessel, the famous Toastmaster.
AC or DC?
Mr. Jessel is a well-known after-dinner speaker, a guy with a very quick wit and a nimble mind.
Oh.
You know, no matter what you say to me, ab lib's a funny answer.
Oh, is that so? Mr. Jessel?
Yes?
What do you think of the weather?
Well, it's very nice.
Do you think it'll rain tomorrow?
Might.
What else is new?
Nothing much.
You're right, Arch. This guy's terrific. And he ain't even had dinner yet.
Oh, these are children. Look, where's Rudy Valley? We gotta get this dinner started.
You know, friends, you know as well as I do that your dentist is the person qualified to tell you what's best for your teeth. And when your dentist recommends something for the care of your teeth, you can be certain it's the best advice you can get. For that reason, we know you'll be very interested in this.
Ipana toothpaste is recommended by dentists 2-to-1 over any other toothpaste, according to a recent nationwide survey.
So try Ipana yourself and see why it's so widely recommended. See how Ipana can help your teeth to a brightness, your smile to a loveliness you never thought possible. For Ipana really cleans your teeth. And followed by gentle gum massage, promotes the health of your gums. And listen how easy it is.
Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana, then gently massage the gums at the line where they meet the teeth.
You see, this gum line is important because we all need firm, healthy gums as well as clean, bright teeth to keep our smiles lovely. So do as so many dentists recommend. Use Ipana toothpaste for your Ipana smile of beauty.
Be impressed tonight. First, Jessel flatters me. Then Valley flatters me.
That'll make a go for you, huh?
Eddie, I never seen a dame yet that didn't fall for flattery.
Well, these are nice things they're gonna say about you.
Yeah?
Who's writing the material? You?
Don't be silly. Rudy always says nice things about me.
Oh. Sort of a nasal appraisal, huh?
Well, if you must be alliterative,
Bonjour, Archie.
Well, my name, bonjour. Como some samovar. terrific dress you're wearing. That's what they call an off-the-shoulder, ain't it?
Yes.
Beautiful material. Let me feel it. Silk, ain't it?
Archie, that is not the material.
Oh, sorry. look, Rene.
Archie.
Rene. The gentleman who was just clearing his throat is Mr. Jessel. The gentleman who should be clearing his mind.
Rennie, here would be a great bet for pictures, wouldn't she, George? Take a look at her.
Mm-hmm. No, it's been done before. You know, young lady, I have an idea that would make a great combination.
What?
What's the French word for us?
Us? The word is nous.
Nous? I've been speaking French for years and I didn't know it.
Look, Rennie, not that I don't trust this elderly gentleman, but... I think you would find it safer to mingle with some of the other guests. I'll be with you in a nonce.
My time is your time, your time is my time.
Well, Rudy, let me take your coat. Hey, how come you ain't wearing a raccoon?
Molting season.
By the way, you know Georgie Jessel.
Oh, sure. Hello, George. Seen Dolores lately? Yes, I was out with her last night. By the way, how's Carlotta?
Pretty good.
Been seeing Lorraine? What ever happened to Valerie?
I was off with her Thursday. How's Marie?
Pretty good. How's Phyllis?
Fine. I saw Cynthia last night.
Is that so? How is Cynthia?
Pretty good. Seen anything of Evelyn?
If one of these guys mentions Rennie, I'm going to punch him right in the mouth.
Just a second, Archie. Tell me, who's Rennie?
Rudy, stop watering at the mouth. Rennie happens to be the girlfriend that you're supposed to praise me in front of at the testimonial dinner tonight.
Praise you? Archie, do you think I would perjure myself for the sake of a measly dinner?
Measly dinner? Rudy, if you was to pay for it, this dinner would cost you 75 cents.
Archie, what do you want me to say about you?
Well, Rudy, we've known each other a long time, and, why don't you say the first thing that comes to your mind? You know, something that's close to your heart.
Believe me, this means a two-hour talk entitled Life Can Be Beautiful Without Spending Money. Well, George, after all, a fellow likes to put a little something away for a rainy day. Rainy day, $8 million. What are you expecting, a monsoon?
Fellas, please, stop insulting each other. You two guys could be here all night. We got to get this testimonial dinner started.
Well, well, look who's here. Miss Duffy, and prettier than ever, may I add?
There seems to be some mistake.
Rudy, I hate to do this before dinner, but meet Clifton Finnegan, an alleged person.
A trailer for Nightmare Alley, no doubt.
Hey, Archie, is that an insult?
No, Mr. Valley is merely speculating on what you do for a living.
Oh, I pick up a few nickels and dimes here and there.
How?
I put chewing gum on my shoes.
Chewing gum, eh?
Sure.
I wonder. You put it on your shoes and, no, sounds too messy. I think I'd do better with the pick-a-note.
The pick-a-what?
The pick-a-note, Archie. It's my new musical instrument that I'm promoting.
Is that so? Well, tell me, Rudy, what is it like?
Very simple, George. Instead of playing notes, you just take this instruction sheet and follow the numbers.
Jessel needs an instruction sheet to know how to follow numbers. Sorry, Judge. Well, what does this pick-a-note sound like, Rudy? Go ahead. Don't be modest. Show us.
One, two, three, four, two, three, four, three.
What lyrics? Better even, he should have stuck to the saxophone. You finished,
like,
Rudy?
Did you like it, Archie?
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You know, if Beethoven was alive today, he'd turn over in his grave.
Well, thank you. Well, how about it, ladies and gentlemen? Who would like to buy the educational, entertaining, fascinating pick-a-note with the simple numeral note system? Speak up, please. $1.85.
Personally, I would prefer the RCA, Victor, console, radio, and phonograph with the golden-throated tone system. Now look, Rudy, leave us forget the picking out. Remember, you're supposed to be down here helping me to make an impression on my girl.
Come on, Art, why don't you start eating? The fruit is delicious.
The fruit? Finnegan, that's the wax centerpiece you're eating.
No wonder the bananas taste so much like the peaches.
Oh, soup's on? Well, come on, fellas, the dinner's starting. Now, don't forget, you two guys. Give me a big build-up. Sure. Oh, Miss Duffy.
Yes?
It's time to eat. Finnegan, take Miss Duffy's arm.
But, Arch, I ain't that hungry.
Oh, this guy thinks of us chewing the fat. Come on, everybody. We got to get this dinner started.
Say, Mr. Stewart.
Oh, yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
Well, first, do you mind if I butt into Duffy's Tavern this way with a small question?
We wouldn't mind at all.
Well, last week I heard you say something about the Truchet touch, and I was curious. Just what is the Truchet touch?
Oh, that's easy. The Truchet touch is the softer, more velvety way hands feel after you've used Truchet. You see, Truchet is the beforehand lotion. A really different idea in hand lotions.
But why is Truchet so different?
Because you can use Truchet beforehand. Before you do dishes or light laundry. Before you put your hands in that hot soapy water.
But what's the point of that?
Because Truchet was made to guard hands. Guard them even while they're in hot soapy water. And so protect them from the damaging effect of water.
I see. But how about after my work? Can I use Truchet then, too, as I would use another hand lotion?
Sure, you can use Truchet any time for every lotion need. But what makes Truchet really different from other hand lotions is that important Truchet extra. Beforehand protection when you need it most. So for those softer, lovelier hands you want, for the Truchet touch, why not begin today to use Truchet?
Get a load of what these guys got to say about me, Rennie. Well, everybody, leave us start the festivities. For he's a jolly good fella, for he's a jolly good fella. Come on, folks, join in. For he's a jolly good fella. Yeah. Eddie, you may begin reading the testimonials.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to begin this testimonial dinner to Mr. Archie by reading a message that was just received from the Department of Sanitation.
The Sanitation Department. After all the trouble we've been having with them, too. What's the message, Eddie?
No message, just a white flag. They surrendered.
Eddie, please. The telegrams.
Oh, yes. In honor of our host, telegrams have been pouring in from all over Third Avenue. And here it is. I quote, to Archie, 6 pounds, 7 ounces full of joy. If you aren't a girl, we hope you're a boy. Signed, Clifton Finnegan.
Finnegan, what's the idea?
Arch, number 12 was the only one I could afford.
Perhaps we should hear from Mr. Jessel.
I'm eating.
Oh. Well, then don't let me interrupt you.
Please do. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to the next speaker, Miss Duffy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think the best manager we've ever had in the tavern, of which Archie has been the only one, is, I'm very proud to say, Archie.
Archie, this is a compliment?
You don't get the subtlety.
Mr. Chairman.
The chair recognizes Mr. Finnegan.
Well, it should. I've been sitting in it for years.
This is one of my oldest friends, Rennie. Listen to what he has to say about
it. To Archie. Roses are red. Violets are blue. I like Tootsie Rolls. So do you.
See what I mean, Rennie? It's wonderful to have friends to say things like that about you.
What have they said?
Ain't you been listening? These guys love me.
I would like to propose a toast to me old friend Archie.
Oh, Clancy, to come. Get a load of this, Ronnie.
First, I should like to say something about Archie's honesty. Let me put it this way. I would like to talk about his unquestioned integrity. That's not it either. Folks, there are very few people with real sincerity.
Would you like to try a different category?
Eddie, please stop interrupting the epitaphs.
And in conclusion, it is with great pleasure that I say Archie is the one man you can point to and truthfully say, there goes Archie.
Tributes like this bring tears to me, I see. Well, who's next, folks?
Are you going to speak yourself, Archie?
Well, I might if I'm called on.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, comes the high point of the evening. I bring you a man among men. A man who is known to you all.
Thank you. Friends,
Just a minute. A man of great talent, rare charm, and scintillating wit.
Thank you. As I.J. Fox once said...
Please. Well, so, folks, without further ado, I give you the man of the hour, Rudy Vallee.
Archie, I thought you were going to speak.
I can't now. I'm too choked up. Besides, I'm too modest.
Hi-ho, everybody. It is with great pleasure that I speak tonight about something which is dear to my heart. As we walk through life, we find that there are many qualities that make for success.
Get out, Rudy.
Let's analyze those qualities. What are they? Popularity.
Yes.
Universal appeal.
Yes.
The ability to make friends.
True.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I would like to introduce you...
Get this, Rennie.
I would like to introduce you to the pick-a-note. All the folks to hold your order. I thank you.
Archie, I thought they were going to talk about you.
I guess they're saving me for the after-dinner speeches.
Eddie, please pass the gravy.
I'm sorry, Officer Clancy, but Mr. Colucci just spilt it all over his vest.
Well, then pass Colucci.
Friends, I would like to introduce our next speaker. This man has always been known as a great wit, but tonight he has a serious message.
Well, folks,
I give you America's famous master of ceremonies, Mr. George Jessel.
Well.
Nunu, everybody, and thank you, Rudy. We are gathered here tonight with but one purpose in mind. I know how Archie, our guest of honor, feels about these things, and how he would hate to have me elaborate on the subject at this time.
Not at all, George. Go ahead. Collaborate.
But it is a subject that is very close to my heart. And I know that you will all forgive me for saying that Nightmare Alley is the greatest picture that I've ever made.
You're kidding me. The big twist will come any minute, Renee.
And I have a big surprise. Everybody here tonight is invited to a special showing of Nightmare Alley around the corner at the Fox Theater.
George, you can't take these people out of here. I ain't made me speech yet.
Good night,
Miss Duffy. Rudy, you can't do this to me. Wait a minute, Rennie.
Good night, Archie.
You mean you're going to leave me to go out with Valley and Jessel?
Sorry, Archie.
But you're too young for him, and you're too old for him. All right. Go ahead. Get out of here, all of you. Leave me alone, you sunny, wet of friends. Desert me in me hour of need. Archie, the sucker. The wise guy that fell for a rag and a bone and a hunk of hair. Now look at him. Alone. Sprained. Jilted.
I ain't jilted, George.
Oh. Finnegan, you didn't go with the rest of them, huh?
Of course not, Arch. You think I'd leave my old pal? Desert the kindest, nicest guy I ever knew?
Fine thing. Now somebody comes up with a compliment.
This is the time of year for colds. You might even say this is the cold sneezing. So if you're suffering from one right now, listen. Get real quick relief from your cold discomfort with Minute Rub, a really modern chest rub. Rub Minute Rub on the throat, chest, and back.
In a minute, Minute Rub's soothing menthol vapors begin to clear that stuffed up feeling in the nose and throat. Helps bring a feeling of warmth and relief to those tight, sore, aching muscles. And listen, Minute Rub is greaseless and stainless. So get a tube of Minute Rub and get quick relief from annoying cold misery the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way. It's time now to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again at the same time next Wednesday when our guest will be Dinah Shore. George Jessel appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of Gentleman's Agreement. Rudy Valley can now be seen in the RKO picture, The Bachelor and the Bobby Soxer. Until next Wednesday then, this is Jay Stewart reminding you that for the smile of beauty, remember Ipana toothpaste. And for softer, lovelier hands, remember Truché, the beforehand lotion. Each Wednesday, Bristol-Myers bring you Duffy's Tavern and Mr. District Attorney, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.